Amen. Good morning. I want to welcome you to Blount Springs Baptist Church. We'll worship our Lord this morning. Amen.
Stand up Resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God.
My soul, my Savior.
just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there's peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Jesus in the dark.
Glory to the Lamb. Mr. Auburn said, you can't go with those sayings no more. Because when they went to the moon, they knocked a hole in something. You just can't go with those sayings anymore. Now, I thought that was going to get a little more traction than it did with y'all. That's my best joke I got. But the Lord had a conversation about the weather here in Matthew 16. I'm going to read this scripture again to you. And let's just think on it. Just think with me. Matthew 16, verse 1. The Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, when evening comes, you say it'll be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, you say the day will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the time. A wicked and adulterous generation looks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given except for the sign of Jonah. Jesus then left them and went away. Let's bow our heads for one more word of prayer. Would you pray with me? Father, Lord, just be with us this morning. God, now I ask and beg for your assistance. I ask you to help me. God, get me behind the cross, Lord, this morning and speak your word. God, hide me, God, in your worthiness, in your greatness, in your glory. God, right now I just turn this thing over to you, God, and I pray, Lord, that you would speak this morning. You would have your way with the hearts and souls of men and women, boys and girls, right here, right now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. There's several biblical truths that we can get from this passage of Scripture. I want to talk about some of them real quickly. I'll ask your favorite word as a congregation quickly. There's another joke that we can mark that up, it doesn't work. Biblical truths here. Maybe let's go with that. Number one, there was a character in history named Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, came. He left heaven for me and you because he loves us. He left heaven to fulfill what the prophet said, to fulfill what his Father wanted, to save us from our sins. He left heaven and lived a sinless life, climbed up on a cruel, cruel Roman cross, was suspended between heaven and earth, died, faced hell for me and you, and rose again, praise God. Amen. He's alive right now. He ascended up into heaven. These are biblical truths that you can get from the sign of Jonah. These are biblical truths that you can find in your Bible. These are biblical truths that Jesus had. There was a man named Jesus. There is a man named Jesus, and there will be a man named Jesus. He was crucified and resurrected. And I got some more news, a biblical truth. He's coming back. Now, I don't know when. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you not to pay attention to anybody who does say they do know when. Because the Bible says not even angels in heaven know. That's not a truth he's given us. He just said, I'm coming back, be ready. I've thought about it. I won't be preaching when he does. I won't say, he's coming back. And all of a sudden, the eastern sky split wide open. All of a sudden, dead people start coming up out of the grave. All of a sudden, the saints start shouting. People start to get the Holy Ghost. It gets good. It gets right like he did a while ago in worship. It gets good. It gets right. And Jesus himself spares that white horse. And he's coming back. And I say, see, I told you. I won't be preaching when it happens. These are biblical truths that the Word gives us. He's come back and we don't know when. And people have taken this thing and they made a good living off of it because they acted like, for some reason, that they figured out a secret code, whispers and shadows. And they got this thing figured out and they say, I know something you don't know. That's the third joke that didn't work. I know something you don't know. I know when the Lord's going to return. I know when the Lord's going to do certain things. I know these things. I know that thing. Send me your money. They're alive from the pit of hell. They don't know. And the Bible says they don't know. Why people believe them, I don't know. But nobody knows, except I do know this. One day closer today than we were yesterday. Here's an idea. Let's live like we believe he's coming back instead of worry about when he's coming back. Let's live like we have gratitude to a Savior that was beat with Roman cat of nine tails, had the flesh actually ripped off his bones. Let's live like we believe and we're thankful for a God that gave his only begotten Son to save us. The only thing that could save us. Let's live like we believe in Jesus. We believe he did what he said he did, and believe he is who he says he is, and he's going to do what he said he's going to do, and that's come back for his church. Nobody knows, not even angels in heaven. But let's be ready for him, church. I was in a Sunday school class this morning. Let me get down on y'all's level just a minute. I don't move too good sometimes. You may catch me out there in that road. This man right here is a good fan. He laughs on cue. I forgot what I was going to say when I got down here now. Oh, I know what it was. That worship team y'all got, they all right. That's right. Yeah. Go ahead and clap for them. Yeah. I saw one of them. One little girl sitting right over here. And she said, in the name of Jesus. And it got all over me. The Holy Spirit just lifted me up. The Holy Spirit said, and all that time Satan was saying, you can't do it. You can't do it this morning. You retired. You washed up. You has been. And Jesus said, through her leadership and worship, he said, yes, you can, because I can. Amen. Amen. He's coming back because he is who he says he is, and he did what he said he did. He resurrected from the dead. And we got no more control of that than we got less control of that than we got over that weather. We can make up sayings about the weather, but it ain't true. I don't care how many times it thunders in February, it ain't gonna frost in April. Go ahead and plant your butter beans. I don't care how many acres fall, it ain't gonna be a colder winter. And you persimmon cedars, y'all cut as many persimmon seeds over as you want to. How many of y'all heard of this? Two of you. Maybe I'll go with a different illustration. We'll go with this one. You persimmon cedars, you can cut it open. You can see a spoon if you want to. It ain't going to snow. Y'all Google that. Weather persimmon seeds. We don't control the weather. God does. We don't know when he's coming back. God does. But he's coming one day. Let's live like we believe it. Let's put our faith in him. Let's give our gratitude to him. Let's attend the body of Jesus Christ, led by a man that's called by God, who preaches the Bible. Let's support him and let's worship him. Amen. Amen. I got one more story to tell you. I'm going to try to do this without getting emotional, but I'll get emotional. I'll squall on you. I'll do it. I better just leave this out. Went to see my son in the Marine Corps. I've got one doctor of pharmacy. She's a mama. She's my oldest. She's Casey. She got three biological children. She adopted one. Will, who's a crackhead baby. literally. I love him, but he is feral. He is wild. But she reached out to him and adopted him and gave him her name and gave him a house to live in. He's tough. Oh, y'all pray for Will. Pray for Casey. But she's my young and I love her. She's a doctor of pharmacy. I got one doctor of anesthesiology. He's on the podcast. Some of you may have saw him. He's moaning and bellyaching about his daddy was tough on him. I wasn't near tough enough. I can't believe he's a doctor. I seen all the stuff he tore up. Oh, he ain't doctoring on me, I'll tell you that. But I love him. Went to Canada with him, with me. We duck hunting. I don't care one thing about duck hunting. But in the middle of duck shooting, he was there. He said, I love duck hunting, Daddy. I said, you ought to love school much you've been in. But we went to see the baby, who ain't no doctor or nothing. He'll just key you 16 ways with a popsicle stick. He's a Marine. And his two daughters got me up on the trampoline. It takes a lot to get me. None of y'all could do it. Y'all couldn't get me on the trampoline, but his two daughters, paw dogs, what they call me. Come on, paw dog. Come on, paw dog. Come on, paw. And through an act of Congress and biblical miracle, I got up on that thing. And then that crazy boy of mine got up on there with me. And he started, he and his brother used to start Oklahoma and they double teamed me. And I ain't changed the set, I hit him with a closed fist. But this 6'2" Marine, 200 plus pound, in shape, grabbed a hold of me and I hollered, y'all, let go. He slung me around like a rag doll. I only thing I could do was just grab him and hold on for dear life. And all his life, he's been the baby. He's been the baby. He's sitting in his mama's lap. They took baths together when he was 18. That number 4 didn't work, but it's catching on with y'all. That's kind of old, if y'all don't know. Right there. Come on, buddy. Pull him through. He's got a hold to me in some kind of Italian jiu-jitsu hold. And he started talking about, I'm applying a tourniquet. And on that trampoline, I don't know if I can show you this, but he put his knee above my knee in my thigh and picked my other leg up at an obtuse angle. And he put all his weight on me, and I'm hollering, calf rope, uncle, please get off. Son, you can have a whole inheritance, everything I can think of. But he just like, hoo, 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 hoo. And this 200-pound-plus Marine is throwing me around like I'm a rag doll. And he got all his pressure on. I show you, Brute, you don't see it? Just joking. But I didn't get mad. It occurred to me, man, I really do love this boy. He's my baby. He's a 200 plus pound Marine, but he's my boy and he's my baby and I love him. And then folks, I want you to listen to me. It occurred to me then that God loved his son just that much, maybe more, infinitely more, because he loved him with perfect love, and he gave him. He held back the angels in heaven. No Micah, no Gabriel, it's got to be this way. He's got to go and suffer for them. He's got to go and die for them. He's got to go face hell for them. And that's the greatest story ever told. Jesus came, he lived, he died, he arose, and all listen to me now, he's coming back. I don't care what the weather does. Let's live like we believe that. Would you pray with me? As our instruments prepare for the invitation, as your pastor comes, God, help us to live like we believe in you. We believe you're going to do what you say you're going to do in this return one day. God, turn this invitation over to you now. If there's anybody here who doesn't know you, help them to know that your son died for them. Help us now. Leave this invitation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.